Teachers are butting heads with the Federal Education Minister, Dan Tehan, ahead of his meeting tomorrow with the Deans of University Education Departments. Mr Tehan's accused mainland eastern states of trying to distract from their poor literacy results under NAPLAN. They've instigated their own review of the testing program instead. The Federal Education Minister is also pushing on with his insistence that there should be a stronger focus on phonics, a method that involves teaching kids the sounds made by individual letters or groups of letters. Isabel Rowe reports.
On the issue of NAPLAN testing, New South Wales Education Minister Sarah Mitchell is breaking ranks with her federal Liberal colleague.
I like Dan Tehan and I respect him, but on this issue I don't agree with him.
The Federal Education Minister yesterday lashed out at New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria, who are going it alone with a review of whether the national numeracy and literacy tests are still fit for purpose. Dan Tehan calls it a dead cat strategy, telling an education summit in Victoria the states are trying to divert attention from their stagnating NAPLAN results. Sarah Mitchell rejects that.
I think after a decade, it's time that we took our heads out of the sand and actually looked at the test and made sure that it's world's best practice, which I don't think it currently is.
Queensland Education Minister Grace Grace thinks a 10-year review is a reasonable ask.
The only tier of government that does not agree with a review of NAPLAN is a federal government. It's not that we're rejecting it. We're talking about a review here.
Those who want NAPLAN reviewed or scrapped say the test doesn't give an accurate picture of how students or schools are performing. Dan Tehan wasn't available for interview, but he has argued that the lacklustre literacy results are not the fault of the test, but the teaching. Tomorrow, he'll meet with the deans of education from several universities to discuss his election promise, a stronger focus on phonics as the method of teaching children to read.
So A says apple, B says B, C says K, etc.
But the issue isn't as simple as ABC, according to the president of the Australian Council of Deans of Education, Professor Tanya Aspland.
This is a highly contested area. For every person that you meet, they'll have their particular approach to the teaching of reading. And it ranges from phonics at one end to the whole language approach at the other end.
The education deans will tell the federal minister teachers must be able to teach children to read with a range of methods.
I guess what's important for the minister is that phonics is one approach to the teaching of reading that is included in the initial teacher education program. The university academics are saying, well, one approach is great, but what teachers really need is to have multiple approaches to the teaching of reading.
Education deans do agree with Dan Tehan on one thing, reducing the range of subjects in the curriculum. The federal government wants to hone in on literacy and numeracy, and Tanya Aspland says teachers would welcome that.
Teachers are really saying, let us do our job. Let us focus on the teaching of reading and the teaching of numeracy, and let's get children well established in those foundation years and then expand the curriculum in the middle years and in the senior years of schooling.
And is that the sort of thing that you believe would improve NAPLAN results?
Absolutely, yes.
The Eastern States review of NAPLAN will cost $1 million and deliver an interim report in December.
Isabel Rowe reporting.